A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. My guest today is the founder of the Real Housewives Institute, Vulture's Brian Moylan is here. Hi, Brian!
Hi, thank you. I would like to use my correct title, which is founder and president of the Real Housewives Institute.
How could I whiff that?
But I'm here today to let you know that we have appointed you vice president of custodial services for the Real Housewives Institute.
Oh, my dream in life. My dream in life. The funniest thing about my obsession with the Housewives is how I hone in on the literal messes they make.
Oh, my God,
there
yes.
First of all, Brian, I have a spreadsheet of the messes they've made that I've cataloged over the years, because you never know when you're going to need that in this line
no.
of work. The worst mess I've seen, and it's Housewives adjacent.
Okay.
But the one that like makes me wake up in a cold sweat in the middle of the night was the red velvet cake fight on the yacht on Shaws of Sunset.
Oh, my God, yes.
That traumatized me to my core.
I mean, how are you going to have a cake fight on a yacht?
A red velvet.
That, I know.
I mean, red food coloring is so deadly. And actually, not that far off from what we are going to be talking about today, Brian, because, of course, I have you here, and so I have to talk about wine. Because
Yay.
One of the things that our beloved housewives love to do to each other is throw
wine. Has anyone ever thrown red wine?
That's a good question. I don't recall seeing a specific red wine. I think it's usually Pinot Grigio because
right.
that's just what they all drink.
Well, and like the
but definitely on Summer House, there's been rosé thrown.
Yes, and is rosé
and cake
and cake.
The Summer House kids are really
cake.
Really champions.
They were throwing cake on Jersey this year too.
That's right. What?
I don't know. I have never thrown.
They're
a
cake leveling up
in my life. I once threw a plate that I was eating cake off of, but I've never thought, I'm like, if cake is going one place, it's in my mouth.
Yes.
Like, that's it.
Yeah. But yeah, I hadn't honed in on that, but you're right. They're leveling up on their throwing things. They've done a lot of cakes. There was cake on Jersey, cake on Shaw's, cake on Summer House. Yeah. I don't think that they know what cake is in Beverly Hills.
No,
they
sure
cake
don't.
There was Cake Gate on OC with Heather Dubrow's
Oh, that's
bow.
Right. Someone who mm-hmm. ate the bow off her cake. Mm-hmm. I remember that.
The poor people listening to this who don't watch Bravo or Pablo,
like,
they've already tuned out. You guys, I promise. We really are going to talk about red wine stains today. And rosé, because we're entering into summer, which means it's rosé and frosé season.
Okay.
So we'll talk about that stuff too. Before we do, though, I posed a question to Brian right before we started recording that I told him to wait to answer, which is probably for you a really tricky question. Which is your favorite Real Housewives franchise?
Well, people ask me this all the time, and I always say, if Atlanta's on, then it's Atlanta, and if New York is on, it's New York. And they're usually like Atlanta and then New York. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
that's a great answer, actually, because those two don't usually overlap.
Yeah, and they're good in different but similar ways.
Mm-hmm.
And that what
none of them are married.
None of them are married. Yeah, like they're single, like they fight like crazy, but they also kind of like each other and have fun together. Mm-hmm. And so it's not just like the sniping and the yelling like you get on like OC or New Jersey, where it's just like people that hate each other.
Right.
Like OC
and Beverly Hills, they're like coworkers.
Yes.
In Jersey, they're family.
Yeah.
And in New York and Atlanta, they actually are friends. Feels like a real friend group.
Yes. Yeah. And so I enjoy that. But the first like two or three seasons of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills were like the best ever.
They were so dark.
With like You Stole My House and like
so
Taylor's
dark.
Husband killing himself. Mm-hmm. And like, yeah. Oh, my God. So good.
Yeah.
So good.
I have when we get into the like thick of the show, I have a deep cut from Beverly Hills that I think is going to blow your mind that's related to the red wine stains.
Okay. Can I ask you a question?
You sure can, my friend.
Who is your favorite housewife?
Oh, my God. Oh, you can't put me on the spot like that. I'm like, I'm having a panic attack. what if I get it wrong? Oh my God. I'm like, I'm reeling through the franchises right now. It's not someone from Beverly Hills. It's not probably someone from OC. It's maybe. You're gonna be mad at me for this.
No,
although actually
it.
You're not, because you've compared me to her. I will forever and always have a soft spot for Teresa Giudice. I don't know that she's my favorite, but like,
yes.
Jersey is my core franchise, not because it's the best, but because it was my first, and I'm Italian, and there's something really soothing to me about the dulcet tones of screaming Italian women.
And when Jersey was good, it was so good.
Yeah. Oh, actually, you know what? Dina Manzo.
Dina
who's
Manzo.
Not on the show. Yeah, and who I've met IRL, and who is as lovely could be, and like, I'm ride or die for Dina. I love, love, love Dina.
That's a good one.
You guys, so I have to tell you, Brian and I go to the same gym.
Yes.
And I walked in one day, this was a couple weeks ago, and I was like you guys know, obviously I wear makeup to the gym because I'm Jolie. And I'm vain and I wear makeup everywhere. But like on that particular day, I was particularly made up. Like I really was decked out, and I was wearing like a leopard print headscarf and you know, probably some like pink shirt. And Brian just looks at me. He goes, "I love that you come to the gym in a full face of makeup. It's very Teresa Giudice." I was like, "That's like the greatest compliment ever."
I'm so glad. I was just, like, after it came out of my mouth, I was like, "Ooh, is that a cat? She is a literal criminal."
No, it was. It was really like,
okay, good.
Yeah.
Our gym is so weird.
Our gym. I feel like actually maybe in the bonus episode we got to talk about our gym, because I don't know that anyone can like even get a feel for our gym, but like we might want to try.
How can you go to our gym as a clean person?
It's very difficult for me. It's very difficult for me. I actually took the bar pad from the Smith machine.
Yeah.
I asked them if I could do this. I was like, "Can I take this home and wash it?" And they were like, "Yeah." And I took it home and I washed it, and I like took a photo of the and like a video of the water, the filthy water draining out of it, and brought it back, and I was like, "That's what that looks like, by the way." So our gym is disgusting.
I will save it for the bonus episode because I have so many other things to say.
Yeah. speaking of the bonus episodes, before we get into the main episode today, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers. If you would like to help underwrite my show by becoming an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson. All right, we got to get into this.
We got to
ask a clean person, because we got definitely a lot to cover today with wine. All right, so Brian, I'm going to have you read the first question from Cecily.
Cecily asks, "I spilled red wine on my green jeans. I put salt on it, but it didn't really do anything. I ran them through the wash, no dryer though, and it lightened a little, but still very obvious. I don't have any white wine to try on the stain. Next steps." Why would you put white wine on a red wine stain?
Oh, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
It's your housewife's deep cut, actually.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay, great. So, you guys, Cecily has been with me for a long time, and I know this one because I know her and recognize her Twitter handle. She tweeted this at me. But I also, even if I didn't know all of that, I would know, because she did the clean person things. She did the salt. She was like, "I know that the white wine thing is a thing." So before I get into those two things, let me tell you what I told her to do, because it worked.
Okay.
So let me answer the question first.
Okay.
What I told her to do was to get some liquid laundry detergent and a toothbrush, and basically put a tiny bit of the liquid laundry detergent on the toothbrush, like a toothpaste sized amount of the liquid laundry detergent.
Yep.
Get the toothbrush wet, get the stain wet, and just like gently scrub at the wine stain with the toothbrush and the detergent, and then flush that with cold water and just kind of keep repeating it. And that worked.
Okay, good.
That was it. Yeah.
Thanks,
so
Cecily.
In the case of this, the reason that I think that worked over the salt, which I'm going to talk about the whole salt thing and how to use salt for removing red wine stains, is what happens is when you have a red wine stain is a lot of times the removal method is very dependent on the fabric that you're trying to get it out of. So if you have a synthetic fabric, it's actually going to be easy, like a polyester.
Right.
It's going to be easier to get a red wine stain out than a natural fiber like cotton. And denim is made of cotton, and it's heavy cotton.
Yeah.
So it's absorbing that stain like pretty quickly into the heavy cotton. So that was why the combination of the detergent plus the toothbrush to kind of like agitate and work the stain out was the thing that did the trick for her.
Got it.
So that's basically it. Let's talk about the white wine and why she was saying that.
Yeah, because I was like, that doesn't make any sense.
Okay, I am actually going to read you the lead of something that I wrote for Racked in March of 2016.
Okay.
Entitled, Never Again Will You Panic in the Face of a Red Wine Spill.
Okay.
Here is the lead. There's an episode in season 3 of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills in which friend of the wives, Marissa Zanuck, attempts to remove a small red wine stain from her white Alaia dress using white wine. She explains that her mother-in-law had been at a party at Barbara Streisand's house, spilled some red wine, and Babs used white wine to take out the stain. Kyle Richards snottily observes, quote, I'm certainly not going to take laundry advice from Barbara Streisand.
But I would take wine advice for Barbara Streisand.
I sure would. I continue. Here's the thing. Barbara Streisand is entirely right here, but also Barbara Streisand totally does seem like the type to know an odd little tidbit like that white wine can be used to remove a red wine stain. More importantly, Kyle Richards needs to take several seats.
Yes. Well, I mean, for so many reasons.
For so many reasons.
Yes.
So here's the thing. This is an old hostess trick. And that's the reason that someone like Barbara Streisand would know this kind of thing.
Right.
That when you have, and it's not the ideal way to remove a red wine stain, but it is very handy to know about when you have one, because oftentimes if you have red wine, you also may have white wine around.
Right.
I mean, Cecily didn't in this case, but if you're at a bar or a party, you know, there's probably going to be both there. So what you do is you will put a little bit of white wine onto a rag or a cloth, like a cocktail napkin, maybe not a paper one, a cloth one is better. If all you have is paper, that's fine too. And then you dab at the red wine stain using the white wine. I don't know what the science is behind why this works, but it does work. It does work. The one thing that you have to know about that, if you're going to use that, that's kind of in a pinch
right.
kind of thing. Once you're back at home and you're in a place where, like, you can actually do this, you should flush that stain out with water and a little bit of detergent, because you don't want the white wine sitting on it.
Right.
Because eventually, over time, the white wine will oxidize and it'll create a stain of its own. But in a pinch, white wine does really work to take red wine stains out of clothing, and you can also use that on upholstery.
So does that work for, like, cranberry juice or just, like, red wine?
You know, that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. It may work. We can experiment with it.
Sure. Because I'm thinking, like, if you're at a party and you spill something red on yourself, it's going to be red wine or cranberry juice.
Well, and the reason that I actually think that it might work is because one of the products that we're going to talk about when we answer the next question is a product called Wine Away, which is a wine stain remover that's very, very good. And that also, I have tested it. That does work on cranberry stains.
Got it.
And so I'm sort of thinking of the science of it. If red wine and cranberry juice are similar enough that Wine Away works on both of them, it stands to reason that the same chemical reaction that's making white wine work will also work on cranberry juice. But I don't know that, and so I'm going to experiment with that. Thank you. That is a great question.
You're welcome. That's what I'm
Excellent.
Here for.
Excellent. Yes, you are here for that. Let's also talk about the salt thing really quickly.
Okay.
Because I also suspect that the reason that it didn't work was because of the nature of the fabric that the red wine got stuck on or got spilled on, and not because it doesn't work. So here's what you do. This is another one of those, like, in a pinch kind of thing. It really kind of only works on fresh stains. But if you spill red wine, like, say you spill, like, on a carpet, on a chair, on yourself, on a tablecloth, if you immediately grab for table salt and just pour like a huge mound of table salt on the spill, the salt acts as a desiccant and it will pull the red wine up from the fabric.
Got it.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So so that's a great thing. Like, we actually, when I was growing up in my house, my dad is a big red wine drinker. And so that was like a thing that we did all the time. If he'd like, you know, spill a tiny little bit of
right.
red wine on the carpet, my mom would just be like, table salt. Like, so I grew up like seeing that work, and it really is a great thing. I think the thing is that it tends to work a little bit better on carpets because a lot of carpets are synthetic.
Yes.
It works, I think, less well, again, on natural fibers like cotton. So, like, it's not as great for the tablecloth as it is for the carpet.
And you can't do it once it's dried, I'm assuming.
It doesn't really, yeah, it doesn't yeah. really work. The one, what you can do, however, is you can use saline solution. So if you have, if you're a contact lens wearer and, like, you're traveling, and I talk about this a lot. I mean, you know, it's a narrow group of people who this is going to be effective for, because you have to be a contact lens wearer to have saline on you.
Right.
And then also you have to be like me, who I won't ever pack my saline solution. It's got to be my carry-on, like, in case my eyes get dry. But if you've got it and you, like, spill a little red wine on yourself, like on an airplane, you can just grab the saline solution and kind of drop it out and just use your fingers to massage it, and then it will take stains out.
Well,
I know.
I learned so many things.
It's crazy.
I certainly did not remember that Marissa Zanuck, Barbara Streisand, that is a real deep housewife cut.
It's a crazy deep cut.
I mean, I barely remember Marissa Zanuck.
Right. But, like, for whatever reason, it just, well, for whatever reason, because I'm me.
Exactly.
I was like, ooh, they're talking my language.
Right. Oh, my, all of my worlds are colliding.
I'm so excited. All right. So let's talk, we'll talk through the sort of the, like, spate of options that you have when you have a red wine spill. So I'm going to have you read this question. It's a real short question from Emily. And we'll talk about sort of our other options.
Emily says, red wine on gray carpet, one tier emoji. The glass literally knocked itself over. Is that
those glasses will do that.
Is that like when you hit a gravity pocket when you've been, like, drinking too much? You're like, whoa.
It's funny how often I hear that your wine glasses are just knocking themselves over, you
right,
guys.
Just like, maybe there was an opera singer nearby. Like, crash.
Okay, so we already went through what I refer to as the Streisand method, which is the white wine, which I also like. That you will never forget that in your life, Brian.
No, I never will. And I mean, I want to think of all the other things we could apply the Streisand method to, like bedazzling a microphone or typing with especially long fingernails.
Which I have to say, so I go back and forth between fairly long nails and fairly short nails. And right now I'm in a fairly long nail stage. Typing with very long fingernails is no joke. Like, it is a challenge. I basically,
have you tried?
It takes me 3 tries to unlock my computer every morning because I can't type my password in.
Have you tried the Streisand method?
I can't even do it. Like, she's so, like, trained. She's like a trained pianist with those fingers, like the way that she holds them up. It's amazing.
She's amazing. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, okay. So sorry.
So yeah. So we went through the Streisand method also. And we talked about how to use the table salt or saline solution. I want to talk about another really, really popular thing. This is, like, a lot of people think it doesn't work. A lot of people swear by it. And I want to talk a little bit about both the method and kind of the science behind using club soda.
Okay.
So I think probably most people know that, like, you know, if you're out at a restaurant or you're at a cocktail party and you spill something, red wine or really anything, everyone's like, club soda. The best way to use the club soda is the same way that I described using the white wine, which is you want to apply it to ideally a light colored cloth, like a white napkin is perfect. Mm-hmm. If all you have is paper, that's fine too. But the problem with paper, obviously, is that it disintegrates and
right.
like then you end up with pulp all over the stain that you're trying to remove, and, you know, it's a whole mess. So with a club soda, what you'll do is you'll put it on your light colored cloth, and then you'll dab at the stain. You don't want to pour the club soda directly onto the stain. Same thing with white wine, because what you're going to do if you pour liquid onto liquid is you're going to make the stain
bigger.
Spread.
Yeah.
You're going to flood it. So don't, I mean, and I see people do this all the time. They're like, club soda, and they, like, dump it right on a carpet, and it's like, Dab. Right. It's important to dab.
Why did you ask me? I'm the clean person.
I'm right here. So yeah, so that basically the idea is that the method is actually much more important than the thing. Now, here's the thing about the science of club soda. There's actually an article in Scientific American.
Okay.
In which a scientist from MIT, great use of his time.
I mean.
The most important use of his time, answered the question of why club soda works and actually even whether it works. And there are two main theories about how and why it works. One is that it's the carbonation. Mm-hmm. And the other is that club soda, unlike seltzer water, has sodium in it, which is salt, which goes back to our table salt and saline solution thing. And so he kind of like broke down, you know, are these things true? What's working, what's not? And that there's a low acidity in club soda, and that may actually be part of what is doing the stain removal. It may indeed be the carbonation, but he thinks that's very unlikely. And the conclusion that he came to was that really what it is that people use it immediately, and it's the immediacy of treating the stain that's effective, not the actual club soda itself. And that you could use flat water just as effectively as club soda.
Well, yeah. There you go. So you don't need to ask your waiter for club soda.
Right. You can just use your water. That really what it is the time that you're getting to it straight away.
Okay.
Yeah.
And dab, don't pour.
Dab, don't pour. Exactly.
All right.
Exactly. Now, let's go back to the thing that I said sort of at the top of Cecily's question, that if you try these things and it's not working, it's probably because you're trying to get the red wine out of a fabric that's just going to be a bit trickier to get red wine out of. So if you've got a synthetic, great. It will probably come right out. If you've got a natural fiber, it might be a little bit trickier. And you might need to level up on the things that you use. So here is the kind of like the level up of the things that you might
Here's
use.
The progression
exactly.
of how to do it.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, you've tried your Streisand method, you've tried your club soda, you've tried your salt, and those things haven't done it. The next thing would be to try either dish soap or liquid laundry detergent. So, again, the thing that worked for Cecily was the liquid laundry detergent plus agitation and flushing.
And are liquid soap and laundry detergent similar?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like, ideally, liquid laundry detergent, but if all you have is dish soap, use that. If all you have is hand soap, use that. If all you have is bar soap, use that. Like, whatever soap you've got that you can get to the fastest, because, again, time is a big factor when we're talking about red wine.
Okay.
The better. So that's, like, another level up. And, you know, that sounds facile, but it's the combination of the soap plus the method of just providing some agitation. And if you don't have a toothbrush around that you can use, you can just rub the fabric against itself under cold running water and create that agitation. The idea is you're just kind of like coaxing the product into the stain and working the stain out.
And then should you put that in the washing machine?
Yeah. Then you'll wash. Yeah.
Okay.
So that's that. Then the next level up are going to be the what I would call the specialty products. And the two specialty products I want to talk about are Wine Away and Oxygen Bleach. So, your OxyClean, your Clorox OxyMagic, those ones. But we also have another question to answer that has to do with those two products. And so right now, this is a good time for us to take a quick break. And when we come back, we'll talk about those two products. And then we'll do our last question, which is it's a doozy of a question. And it's a real typical Jolie Care question because it has to do with barf. I never met a barf question I didn't love. So Brian and I will be right back with more about your red wine disasters. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Brian Moylan. We've been talking about wine and housewives.
Right.
Well, I mean, really go hand in hand.
Exactly. Like barf and handbags.
That's right. Indeed. Have there been a lot of barf episodes on?
No, but Carol this season on the boat trip from hell, which we have yet to see yet on Real Housewives of New York.
Yes.
Supposedly she's like vomiting the whole time. But do you watch Jersey Shore at all?
Yes.
Have you watched the new Jersey Shore?
I've watched some of it, but I'm behind.
Oh, well, there's one, and I was just thinking about this when you mentioned it, where a girl comes and she's kind of younger and she gets really, really wasted. And she just like goes behind the couch and just like barfs. Like,
oh, no.
All behind the couch, like all on the wall, on the couch, like whatever. It was like one of the grossest things I've ever seen. And I was like, what poor production person is going to have to clean up
that
barf?
Oh, God. My, like, dream in life is to be a bartender on Watch What Happens.
Okay.
And I feel like there would be so many, like, little weird cleaning opportunities if I ever got to do that. But I would be like, I would also tell Andy, like, maybe you should just hire me as like an on-set consultant for
right. I mean, he wouldn't even need to hire you. He would just pay you an access to Housewives.
Yes. This is true. You know what? As you were telling that story about Jersey Shore, I realized I can't think of any like real big vomit ones from Housewives. Like there's like Gia Giudice throwing up on Christmas morning, but that kind of doesn't really count.
Yeah.
I'm doing a rewatch of Southern Charm right now.
Okay.
With someone who's a newbie to Southern Charm.
Yep.
And we just watched the episode where they go, the boys go out to LA to stay with Whitney.
Mm-hmm.
And they wake up in the morning and there's like a half digested thrown up meatball in the driveway.
Oh my God, that's so gross. That's so gross.
These shows are so disgusting. It's amazing.
Ronnie keeps clogging the toilet too on Jersey Shore.
I was going to say I have seen those scenes. I think I got up to the point where Snooki has to go clean Ronnie's toilet.
Yeah, which was a fantastic episode.
That was really.
It was
really spectacular. The Jersey Shore kids are so special.
Oh my God, I love them. I could watch them. I actually have an honorary PhD in Jersey Shore studies.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
It's true. Yes, I was the keynote speaker at the Jersey Shore's studies. They did a conference at the University of Chicago back in like 2012.
Oh my God, that's so beautiful.
It was amazing.
They are really, really special. I do love them. Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, it's a little bit of that, like, it's an Italian thing that makes my heart sing.
And they're just, like, fun to watch.
They are fun to watch.
Yeah.
They really are. It's amazing how much being grown-ups has not changed them.
Not at all. Like, not even for a second.
It's amazing to me.
No. But I feel like Snooki's puke cleaning up skills, you know, like, she probably didn't learn from having kids. Like, she probably already knew how to clean up puke.
I bet that's true.
Right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, I have kids and now they're puking and I already know how to clean this up.
I already know how to do this. Yeah. Exactly. Speaking of puke.
Yes.
We have a question.
Oh, wait. Don't we have to answer about Wine Away?
I'm going to when I answer this question. I'm going to talk about my two specialty products and a whole bunch of stuff having to do with barf. this is a really good question, too. Like,
okay,
you'll feel this. You'll feel this. Okay, so, and it's from Andy. Let's pretend it's from Andy Cohen.
Okay, this is definitely from Andy Cohen. Okay.
Oh, it's not though because he's his wife.
Oh well, we'll pretend his wife is his dog.
My housewife.
Andy says hi. I created a quote unquote obstacle course of vomit on our hardwood floor, according to my wife, after drinking a considerable amount of red wine. That is gross. Unfortunately, it sat until the next morning, which is even grosser.
That's so gross.
I managed to clean it all up, but the staining remains. At this point, we have tried Bona, salt, Clorox wipes, dish detergent, some Murphy's oil soap, and Nature's Miracle hardwood floor cleaner, some baking soda and lemon juice, ! We have been using microfiber pads, and my extremely patient and lovely wife tried scrubbing the floor. Is there anything else we can do to remove the stain? Thanks in advance.
Yes.
Yes.
There are some other things you can try. I want to say, first of all, like, good work on the stuff you did try, because those were all good and smart, and I'm sorry that they didn't work. It also is very helpful for me to know what you already tried, because it lets me, like, hone in on the thing. There are two things. You guys already know because I spoiled it, but there are two different things that I want you guys to try for this. One of them is, and actually this is the first one I want you to try, which is an OxyClean solution, or Clorox Oxy Magic. Any one of the oxygenated bleaches is fine. OxyClean is just kind of the one that, like, we all go to because of Billy Mays.
And infomercials.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And OxyClean, like, is legitimately great stuff, even though it's kind of got that, like, as seen on TV reputation. It is, like, legit, and it's really, really good stuff. And the reason I want you guys to start with the OxyClean for this particular stain is that years ago, a friend of mine, actually the friend of mine who suggested that I start writing about cleaning in the first place, emailed me one, like, Sunday morning, and he was like, hypothetically speaking, asking for a friend, if someone were to have had too much red wine and gotten sick and some of the red wine vomit splattered on the wall next to the toilet, how would one get that off the wall? And I was like, here are a couple of options that you can try. I was like, is there any OxyClean? And he was like, yes, there is. I was like, okay, dissolve a small scoop of OxyClean in hot water. You want it with OxyClean. This is actually a weird thing about OxyClean in general. You actually do want to dissolve it and use it in hot water, because there's something about the hot water that activates whatever the principal chemicals are in it that cold water doesn't activate.
Interesting.
Weird little fun fact.
Yeah. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah. So if you're using it in laundry, what you can do is you can dissolve it in hot water first and then put it into the washing machine if you're washing on cold. And that will do the trick. But when you're talking about using it for household use, you do want to dissolve it in hot water. You want to use the hot water, not actually so much even for the activation portion of things, but because it will just dissolve better because it's a powder. So what you'll do is you'll dissolve, a half a scoop of Oxy is probably, actually it's probably more than you need, but I don't know. I'm very loosey goosey with my measurements and stuff on this show. I'm not super dictatorial
would
about
too
it.
Much like would too much wouldn't be less effective though, right?
It wouldn't be less effective. It wouldn't be more effective. It would just be a waste of OxyClean. But that's also kind of why I'm just a little loosey goosey about this kind of measurement stuff.
Because,
but it's not going to make a big difference if you use a little too much.
Yeah.
Half a scoop is fine. Dissolve it in hot water, and then just use an old washcloth is perfect for this job. To scrub at the stain, because that worked on the wall. I feel pretty certain that it's going to work on the floor. The one thing you want to be careful of with your hardwood is you want to be mindful of your tools. And, Andy already said we're using microfiber, so that's great. You don't want to use, a scrubby sponge or, a scrub brush or anything, because it can scratch the floor.
Right. Will the chemicals in the OxyClean hurt the floor?
No, because you're dissolving it.
Got it.
Yeah. And the chemicals won't. What the potential problem would be is, if you didn't dissolve it, the powder might be too gritty. But honestly, it wouldn't really be. But no, that's definitely safe for hardwood. The one thing is, after you've used it, you just want to wipe the floor dry, because you don't want to leave hardwood sitting wet.
Yeah.
But I think that that's really going to do it. The other thing you can try, and this is the other product I want to talk about, is the Wine Away thing. So Wine Away it costs about $7 for, a medium sized bottle of it that will last you a lifetime.
I mean, unless you're spilling wine on the regs.
Right. Which
you need a solution other than Wine Away.
Right. It's really, really good stuff. That's the stuff that also has worked on, cranberry. And I think it also works on pomegranate. Yeah, it does work on pomegranate too, which is another pretty popular mixer that's super stainy.
Yeah.
I kind of think if you're a red wine drinker, spend the $7 and get a bottle of the wine away and just keep it in the house. Like, yeah. It's just a good idea. They also make travel size ones like that are like two ounce bottles, which like I think that's a great thing to throw in like a purse or like laptop bag if you're, you know, I mean, you have to consider your lifestyle, but like if you're a business traveler and you're frequently drinking red wine
on planes,
like that's a good thing for you to have in your bag for sure. And it really, really, really does work. Like usually I don't love recommending kind of like super specialty single-use products,
right.
But like in this case it really works. And also I've discovered over like the years of doing this job that it also works on cranberry sauce, which makes it great at Thanksgiving time.
Yeah.
And it does work on pomegranate, which is great because pomegranate is one of like the stainiest stains that ever stained.
Yes.
So really good to know about. And I think that like if for some reason the OxiClean didn't work on the floor, the wine away probably would.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's kind of what I think. But then let's also go back sort of to our like not hardwood. We're talking about, you know, the grandma's good tablecloth that you knocked over a glass of red wine on Thanksgiving and now you're in the doghouse and you're going to be cut out of the will. OxiClean soaking like a tablecloth or an item of clothing in OxiClean solution, you know, that you've dissolved in hot water. And if it's something that if it's a garment or item that shouldn't go in hot water, you can add this dissolved solution to cold water. Otherwise, hot is ideal. Soaking something for an hour up to overnight prior to laundering it in OxiClean solution is going to be the thing for you.
Got it.
Yeah. So that's like that's your tablecloth instruction, basically.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For especially for a big giant spill, like if you spill the whole glass as opposed to like, oh, I got a little on my shirt.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then I think like, you know, just given the time of year that we're at, I think it's probably worthwhile to reiterate that this is also the same for rosé because rosé will stain similarly to red wine. It won't be as bad, but I mean, it's still a red hued wine.
Yeah.
So if, you know, you're out and about and you're drinking your rosé this summer and you spill on your white pants, you want to like remember all of these instructions that we have.
Because you will be at Kyle Richards' white party.
That's you'll when you
drinking rosé.
Drinking rosé and eating Fatburger.
Right. And
why the Fatburger?
I know why,
because her son-in-law.
Yeah.
But
I like a Fatburger. And I will say it worked because I was in LA once and I was starving. I was looking for something to eat and I don't really know LA. And I was like, and then I saw a Fatburger. I was like, well, if it's good enough for Kyle Richards,
it's good enough for this boy.
Right. So I went to Fatburger and I felt very white party.
Yeah. Did you, and you liked it. You liked the
Fatburger.
It was fine.
I mean, it was no Shake Shack, but.
Okay. All right.
It was okay. It did the trick.
Fair enough. One more thing. Wait a minute. There was a barf scene, and it was a Fatburger barf. Brandy threw up Fatburger at one of the white parties with witchy poo.
That sounds 100%. It tracks. I don't remember it, but yes.
Now, witchy poo is one of my three least favorite housewives.
Really? Who are the other two?
She ruined that season so badly for me that I like literally cannot ever go back and rewatch any of those episodes. And I'm a chronic rewatcher.
Really?
Yeah.
I never rewatch.
I'm a chronic rewatcher, which is also part of the reason that I have this weird like catalog-y knowledge.
Right.
But I understand you not rewatching because this is your job.
Right.
Right.
So, well, like, and it's like I spend all, like, I'm taking notes and I'm writing about it and spending a lot of time analyzing. Yeah. I'll rewatch, like you said, you're watching Southern Charm with your friend who hasn't seen it. Like, if my boyfriend hasn't seen something, I'll rewatch it because then it's like fun to, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I'm not just going to rewatch.
I rewatch actually a lot because I'm a bad sleeper. I have a lot of problems sleeping. And so at night, I put on an episode because it makes my brain stop talking to me if I have noise in the background.
Yep.
But I also know I'm going to fall asleep halfway through, so I don't want to be watching something new.
I watch cartoons.
Oh, that's smart.
Because it's like,
I just like the dulcet tones of screaming women.
It
soothes me to sleep.
Yeah.
Right,
but
now
it's
I'm
like
on
the
a big.
It's the same thing. It's like I don't have to pay too much attention to this. Nothing bad is going to happen to like upset me. I'm not like fully engaged, and so I just press out.
What cartoons do you watch?
It depends. Well, what I'm watching right now is a series of unfortunate events on Netflix.
Okay.
Which this is going to sound like a diss, but it is actually a great thing. It puts me to sleep in like seconds.
Love it.
Like I mean, it'll take me like 2 weeks to get through an hour long episode because it just like I pass like right out. But they did a new Voltron on Netflix that was really good. Or like they used to have Avatar, The Last Airbender on Amazon. I watch all those.
Okay. Okay.
But Housewives is a good substitute.
Yeah, it is. Right now I'm on a kick. I love a reunion. I'm obsessed with reunions. I know it's funny actually because I know you hate reunions. Or you hate recapping them.
Yes.
Which that I can understand because it's a different thing.
I think that the reunions for your purpose are great because you don't have to look at them. Like you can just sit there and close your eyes and listen and then like pass out.
That's exactly it. I love a reunion. And I've been on a big kick lately where I've been rewatching the Real Housewives of Dallas reunions. I love Real Housewives of Dallas.
Leanne Locken is a
queen among queens.
Yes, she is a gifted practitioner of the reality television arts and sciences.
She sure is. And you know who my dark horse on that show, who I like love actually more than any of the other ones, is Cameron Westcott.
Interesting.
Pink Cameron.
Interesting.
I think people are going to be very surprised. I think I see something in her that not everyone has seen yet.
How do you feel about her? Now, since we're talking about red things, how do you feel about her pink dog food? And would it stain? And what about, remember, it gave the dogs like red poop?
Yes, I do remember. And I was literally just going to say the thing I'm most fascinated by about the pink dog food is that it makes the dogs poo pink. I think it's hilarious. I mean, I understand why everyone made fun of her, but I actually think it's like a genius idea. And I totally see the market for it. There are women like Cameron who exist in the world.
Tons of them.
And she is right that women do the buying of the dog food and like.
And they will totally be like, it's pink.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that it's genius, frankly. Lisa Vanderpump dyed
a dog pink.
Yes, exactly. Like, it's completely silly and frivolous and, like, it doesn't maybe get my, like, feminist stamp of approval, but I think it's a business idea. It's a genius. I was completely fascinated by the fact that the dogs were pooping pink. You guys, just to be in fairness, they changed the formula because the dogs were pooping pink. But it definitely also, that presents, like, an extra stain challenge because you're talking about not just removing, and actually the episode I did right before this one with you, Brian, was about dog poop. So we literally were just talking about getting dog poop like out of rugs and stuff. So the problem is if you have the pink dog poop is that you have to remove the dog poop, but then you've also got a dye stain on your hands, which means you have to use the rubbing alcohol for the dye stain. And I want to quickly like just loop back to that barf thing because I want to say one other thing about that potential stain. I do think the OxiClean is going to do it. But if the problem is that the stain is coming more from the vomit than from the red wine, you might need to use one of your enzymatic cleaners because that's more of a protein stain than a tannin stain.
Got it.
So the problem with red wine vomit is that it's a combination stain. It's tannin from the red wine and it's protein from the vomit. So it's just like it's just a question of sort of which stain is more prevalent in this particular mess. So I just want to mention my enzymatic cleaners. Longtime listeners know that when there's a protein stain, we go for our enzymes.
What
Maureen actually had some because so the like my shortcut rule of thumb for remembering what is a protein stain is if it comes out of you, it's a protein stain.
Right.
And so, you know, obviously when Maureen is here, we're talking a lot about things that come out of you.
Yes.
given the nature of her work. And so she has all these like funny little like mnemonics for remembering like the enzyme has a Z in it. And so the product that I recommend is Zout, Z-O-U-T.
Got it.
Yeah. And then you remember it because jizz has Z's in it.
And then. Right. Oh, interesting. Yeah. Have you done lube stains?
Oh, I sure have.
Okay.
I sure have. I did. Actually, I feel like I did lube stains somewhat recently. I did it, I think, in March when I did my bed making month. I think we did a bunch of lube stuff.
Okay. Good to know.
And we may have done it. So you'll appreciate this. My spring cleaning arc is called Wash What Happens.
Amazing.
And it's so good, right? And I think we might have I have a vague recollection that somehow lube came up in that. Because in my world, spring cleaning and lube go hand in hand.
I mean, and lube is
no joke.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and the trick that I tell people is, like, you know, obviously, like, look, use the lube you like. That's the most important thing. But if it's, you know, six or one half dozen, go for the water-based lube because it's so much easier to get out than silicone. Like, silicone-based lube
is the worst.
It's up there, probably one of my top three worst stains.
You can't even get it off your hands or, like, right. Your doorknob after you,
right?
You know,
yeah.
Go to the bathroom or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, how are you going to get it out of your sheets?
Yeah, it's crazy. Like, literally carburetor treatment is how you get it out of your sheets.
That's insane.
Yes, I know, it's crazy. This job is nuts. This job is so completely, completely crazy. That crazy note is actually a great time for us to end on. Do you believe how fast this went?
Oh my God, that was amazing. I learned like a ton.
Good.
And I'm a messy person.
I know. Well, I'm so you guys, Brian is moving like in like 3 days. Thank you for doing this. You are a saint. You're in the middle of not only moving, an international move. And he came and took the time to be my guest on the show. You have long been one of the guests I really, really wanted to have on this show.
Well, I'm so happy to be here. It was so fun.
And I'm so happy that you got to be here. And I do hope that when you come back to visit Stateside, you'll come back because we should do a show to talk about how you're a messy person.
Oh, my God. My boyfriend would love it. He's a clean person.
Oh, boy.
He thinks it's incredibly ironic that I'm here today.
You know what, though? You're the perfect kind of guest because messy people have great questions for me. And they're usually like, oh, I just like what you just said. Like, oh, I learned stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I'm the expert. I don't need another clean person in here
right.
running my show for me.
I assholes.
So this was great. Brian, thank you so, so, so much
for
being here.
Thank you for having me.
And thank you for my honorary title. Will you say it one more time?
Vice President of Custodial Services for the Real Housewives Institute.
Thank you. I'm tickled pink. I'm going to get business cards made up and everything. And on that note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. If you like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.